Thank you very much, Chair. We wish to comment on a number of the proposals put forward regarding confidence building measures. First, we would like to see this RevCon reiterate the purpose and value of CBMs as agreed by states parties at the second review conference and reconfirmed at subsequent review conferences. There are a number of similar proposals along these lines, including by NAM, the Philippines, Cuba, and the US, which could be consolidated. Secondly, we support proposals that will strengthen processes around the development and submission of CBMs. We particularly welcome the US proposal for paragraph 20 on sharing information. We consider much can be gained by states parties sharing information as appropriate on actions they take to promote confidence building. In the same vein, we think the US proposal in paragraph 22 for establishing an informal procedure whereby states parties can seek to clarify details of another state's party's CBM submissions is a very practical and helpful contribution. We also strongly support proposals recognising the need to increase the number of states parties submitting CBMs. Again, we see a convergence of proposals along these lines which can be brought together. We also support the language proposed by Japan on the importance of improving the submission rate of CBM reports and encouraging those states parties that face technical difficulties to submit each CBM form separately and gradually, as even partial submission of CBM reports would help to build confidence. Finally, on CBMs, we do not support the proposal in paragraph 26 bis on the introduction of new CBM forms on military biomedical activities conducted by a reporting state on the territory of other states. With respect to proposals on negotiations on a legally binding protocol, Australia takes the view that there is much work to be done on the important questions around compliance and verification. What we need to do at this conference is decide how we want to take that work forward. We think the Dutch-Canadian expert group proposal represents a good way forward in this regard. Finally, Chair, in relation to paragraph 19 bis, as others have said, the best way to deal with this issue in the context of our final report is to adopt the agreed factual language from the UNGA First Committee BWC resolution. Thank you.